grace and peace to you on this holy night. It is good to welcome you here on this Christmas Eve. This congregation joins me in welcoming you and wishing you and those you love peace and hope, which was offered to us first by the Christ child. There is a small hamlet in Ohio called Asheville. And in Asheville, First English Lutheran Church had gathered on an early December Saturday morning to decorate for Christmas season. They were going to put the nativity scene out on the front lawn. The coffee was brewing and there were donuts because this is, after all, a Lutheran gathering. One by one, they pulled the plastic figurines out of the boxes they had been stored in since last year. They wiped them off and then they plugged them in for a test run because these were not just any ordinary Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus. These were light-up figurines. With just 120 volts of electricity, passersby could get a glimpse of that very first Christmas. The problem was that no matter how hard they looked, no matter where they tried, they couldn't find the switch to turn on the baby Jesus. There was no plug, no light bulb, no hole in his back like Mary and Joseph had. It was clear. There was an imposter in their midst. This was not their light-up baby Jesus. What had happened? It was a mystery. And in many ways, this night, this holy night, is all about mystery. The mystery of why a pastor's voice would go the night before Christmas. The mystery of the incarnation. Of how the God who created all things could take on flesh and come and live among us as Emmanuel, God with us. The mystery of why that birth would happen not in a palace or a place of power, but in a feed trough surrounded by beasts and angels. The mystery of why the news wasn't given first to kings and princes, but instead to shepherds who were keeping watch over their flocks by night. With all that we endure, both personally and corporately, with the pain of difficulties and brokenness, it almost seems at times that light has gone out. That Jesus and all that he taught about love for neighbor and love for all people, that message has been extinguished by fear-fueled hatred and violence. That Jesus and the hope that he brought has been eclipsed by every tragedy and every disappointment and every disaster. But the truth is that the world Jesus was born into wasn't any brighter or any better or any more hopeful than our world is now. The empire was oppressive. People were marginalized and abused and cast aside. The very reason that Mary and Joseph were going to Bethlehem was so the government could inflict more taxes on them. And somehow we have taken that really gritty reality and turned it into a picture-perfect holiday with soothing carols and joyous songs. Even though we know, because we know the rest of the story, that this tiny baby, wrapped in swaddling clothes, will teach and preach a message that is so radical and so extraordinary that eventually the government will find him and he will die for it. And so how we are able to gather this night of all nights is a mystery. Now, a part of the mystery of Christmas is that the way it happens once and then it happens over and over again. And I don't mean that it comes every year because we know that. But that Christ inhabits the world in each day and in every moment. that the coming of Christ into the world wasn't something that happened once and then was finished, but it's something that happens every day, in every moment, and it means that the world is forever changed. It means that goodness is always stronger than evil. It means that light is always brighter than shadow. It means that hope will always overcome despair. And it means that love will always be stronger than hate. Now, it's easy some days to look around and wonder if God has left us. But this night is the answer to that wondering. This night is the answer to that question. The answer is born this night and every night, that God is as close as our breath, that God is in every moment, that God is in every beat of our hearts, that God is present in those places that are too much to bear and too hard to walk through, that God is with us in every question and every answer and in each darkness and dawn. Prophet Isaiah said that the people who walked in great darkness have seen a great light. Of course, Isaiah does not write about us, but the words reach deep within us every Christmas Eve. We understand what it means to walk in darkness because some days we cannot see the light that shines on our path. And it is into those shadows that Jesus came. Jesus is the Savior of all the world. He is not our Jesus and he is not their Jesus. He is Emmanuel, God with all of us. Because, beloved, the light does shine, even in the longest nights of winter, even in the shadows of sorrow, even in the dimness of doubt. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. So on that cold December morning at First English Lutheran Church, the committee finally figured out what happened. You see, when Wanda and David arrived to help set up, they remembered that last year they had loaned the baby Jesus to the Baptists so that they could put him on their float in the town Christmas parade. One quick call to the Baptist church, and just like that, light up baby Jesus was back in the manger on the front lawn at First English Lutheran Church. The Lutherans and the Baptists were sharing a cup of coffee, and the neighbors got to wish one another glad tidings of the season. I like to think that it's just about that easy to share the love of Christ. We don't have to change the world. We just have to shine some Christ light into our corner of it. Gandhi said, 1,000 candles can be lighted from the flame of one candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. This is a reminder to us that in an age of polarization and the unwillingness to listen to one another, our small acts of light matter. They don't diminish us. They matter because they shine the light of love into a hurting world. A love that has come among us as a tiny baby, bringing hope for all people. A light and a love that is never overshadowed by evil. This is the good news. This is the mystery solved. And yet, this is the mystery that is still with us. That Jesus has come. Thanks be to God, and let the church say, Amen.